Hi, this is Chris Kirchhoff, President and CEO of PlanCorp. Global stock markets finished the month of May in positive territory despite a jolt of volatility earlier in the month as investors worried about inflation. As we discussed in last month's update, higher rates of inflation were to be expected due to unusually low price comparisons from a year ago when the economy shut down in response to COVID-19. It's important to remember that a rebound in inflation is much different from hyperinflation. The Federal Reserve has remained steadfast in the view that these price increases are temporary rather than long-lasting, and there are already signs that the fastest part of the rebound in inflation might soon be over. Raw material prices have pulled back from the highs of early May, and supply chains for intermediate goods like semiconductors may be starting to improve. If these early signs continue to signal a deceleration of the upsurge in price pressures, market worries over inflation could begin to lessen. Because markets tend to react to the change in the change, a coming shift to a slower pace of increasing prices could be important for inflation-sensitive assets and central bank actions. So how does inflation impact your portfolio? Stocks are the best long-term hedge against inflation, historically averaging returns nearly 7% in excess of the rate of inflation. A big reason for this is that corporate earnings and dividends tend to grow faster than inflation. Going back to 1928, both U.S. dividends and earnings have grown roughly 5% a year, while inflation has averaged about 3% a year. Of course, these returns for stocks are based on long-term, multi-decade periods, while inflation is something that is much more of a near-term concern. It requires patience and resolve to stick to a long-term strategy in the midst of short-term volatility and fear. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "To lose patience is to lose the battle." Whether we are focused on investment turbulence, investment time horizon, or almost any aspect of our lives, patience is a conquering virtue which reduces our stress levels, allows us to be more mindful of our interactions, and ultimately gives us a better chance of success in nearly every aspect of our lives. As we begin this summer, I encourage you to exercise patience. It has never been a strong suit of mine, but when I look at areas of my life where I have been most successful, it is the one ingredient that is always present. In other PlanCorp news, we've recently launched an events page, plancorp.com/events, where you can sign up for upcoming and on-demand monthly virtual events. Right now, you can watch Senior Wealth Manager Daniel Lee presenting tax minimization with multiple income streams, or Senior Wealth Manager Sarah Gelsheimer presenting the top finance mistakes female business owners make and how to avoid them, or Chief Investment Officer Peter Lazaroff's quarterly market update. Thanks for listening to our latest update. If you're not a PlanCorp client and want to receive insights tailored to your specific situation, visit startmyplan.com to answer a few quick questions, and we'll send you personalized materials based on your responses. Please visit plancorp.com/Alexa for important disclosures.